Actually, we were taught backwards. Probably the most destructive thing we've been taught is that life is born of a series of circumstances served up to us on this gigantic platter called potluck or fate. Starting always with the parents we were born to and the environment in which we grew up. We've been taught that we gain only as we labor, that action is the magic word. Do, 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 work, 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 strive, sweat, toil. And then if our luck holds, we just might come out ahead. Now, we've been taught by loving, misguided elders to be cautious and guarded. Don't climb that tree, honey, or you'll fall. Don't wear that silly thing, or people will laugh. Be careful, be cautious, be safe, be secure. Heaven forbid we should ever let that guard down. But the greatest obstacle to living our potential comes from toddler days, when we were trained to look for what's wrong with everything, with our jobs, our cars, our relationships, our clothes, our shapes, our health, our freeways, our planet, our faith, our entertainment, our children, our government, even our friends. That's life, you say. We have to take the good with the bad, the ups with the downs. No, no, and no. That is simply not the way real life is, and it's time we faced up to how we actually do create what we have in our world. Our empty or full bank accounts, our grand or boring jobs, our good fortune or bad, and everything else in this arena we so nonchalantly call reality. How do we do it? Don't laugh. It all comes from how we're vibrating. You see, everything in this world is made of energy. You, me, the rock, the table, the blades of grass. And since energy is actually vibration, okay, that means that everything that exists vibrates, including you and me. But even though there's only one energy, it vibrates differently. Well, that's nice, but who cares? Well, if you want to know how to change your life to be exactly the way you want it to be, you had darn well better care. Because the electromagnetic vibrations you send out in every split second of every day are what have brought and are continuing to bring everything into your life, big or small, good or bad, everything, no exceptions. I kind of like this story. Tom was an acquaintance of mine. He was a real estate broker in his mid-40s, and we were about the same age. And he was an acknowledged pro with commercial land sales. I had just sold another business in Los Angeles and moved to the Central Coast with no idea of what to do next until I met Tom. Within a few months, I acquired my real estate license and began my apprenticeship in earnest under Tom's masterful tutelage in his very well-known real estate office. While I was learning about this new world, I was also developing a plan to market Central California lands to offshore buyers, a plan of my own. By the time I had finished the first phase of my apprenticeship, I had formed the specialized real estate firm of Western Lands USA, along with a marketing concept that was so flawless, I wonder why no one had ever thought of it before me. That's where I made my first mistake. My plan was so easy, so foolproof, so ready and ripe to produce huge sales, I just knew there had to be something wrong with it. It was just too good. Finally, the day came. I was out showing my first chunk of land, a large ranch overlooking the magnificent coastline of Big Sur, California. And not only was the price well into the millions, but the commission would be far more than I had made collectively during my entire life. And in a few weeks, buyer and seller agreed, and I had a sale and went into an instant panic. I was a nervous wreck. It was too unreal. It would never happen. And it didn't. It didn't. On the day, the very day the big sale was to close, the buyer found legal cause to back out, and my worst fears had come to pass. Now, twice more that happened until I finally told Tom I just couldn't handle the pressure and the stress of these big commission closings that came down to the wire but never happened. And all he ever said was, "Sweetie, you blew him away with your fears. You got to feel those tender little suckers close. Feel yourself shaking everybody's hand. Feel yourself out there celebrating. You got to know it's going to work, honey, or trust me, it never will. If you can't feel it happening, it won't. It wasn't until years later, when I had finally gotten involved with the law of attraction, that I realized what Tom meant. Without ever realizing what he was doing, Tom had learned to command energy to his advantage. Instinctively, he knew that closing deals meant more than just thinking big, thinking positive, or making good contracts. Tom, like Jesse, somehow knew you had to feel your desires into being. Tuning forks and the law of attraction. Way back in the 30s, a couple of guys in the Orient were attempting to prove that thoughts were real things and that different kinds of thoughts create different kinds of vibrations. So they decided to see if they could actually photograph vibrations of thought. And by golly, they did. But they also proved something else, perhaps even more important. They found that the more emotion that the thinker, sender, charged his thoughts with, the clearer the picture turned out to be. Wow! What they missed, though, is that because the vibrational waves, which we're going to call emotions, that we send out are magnetically charged, they are literally walking magnets constantly pulling back into our world anything that just happens to be playing on the same frequency or wavelength. For instance, when we're feeling up, meaning filled with joy and gratitude, our emotions are sending out high-frequency vibrations that will magnetize only good stuff back to us. Why? Because like frequencies attract like frequencies. On the other hand, when we're experiencing anything that joy isn't, such as fear and worry and guilt or even mild concern, those emotions are sending out low-frequency vibrations which are going to attract only cruddy stuff back to us. Cruddy out, cruddy back. It's always, always a vibrational match. So whether it's high vibrational joy or low vibrational worry, what we're vibrationally offering in any moment is what we're attracting back.